Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is T. How can I assist you?
Hi. What do you people do?
We are a third-party call center that services over several hundred products.
Of law books, are you saying?
We are a third-party call center that services over several hundred products.
Okay. Well, your outfit put a $39.99 charge on my account. I called about that, and somebody said they'd give me an $11 refund, and then she hung up, and I did get an $11 refund, but what the heck was I charged for? Can you tell me that?
No problem. Hold on one moment. What'd that first and last name be?
Carol Cox, C-O-X.
All right, Ms. Cox, could you verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
Sure. You tell me what it is. What's my shipping address? You should have that if you want me to verify it, right? Oh, come on. Tell me. Please tell me. I bet you're a nice guy. Tell me this is not some scam company that just screwed me out of money.
You're not a scam company, ma'am, but to verify the account and make sure that the account is yours, we would need you to verify the account.
Well, you give me the address then.
I cannot issue information from someone else's account to you.
Okay, is this someone else's account you're telling me?
The name on the account is Carol Cox, but I cannot verify the account to make sure that it's yours.
Okay, well, then you know what? Okay, dear, I know you're a nice man. You just refund all my money, and I will not go to the police, and I will not go on Facebook and screw your company. Just refund everything that you have charged me. I don't know what you guys charge me for, and I want no part of it. I may be old, but I'm not stupid.
Yes, ma'am. And as stated before, I don't know if we have an account for you without verification of an account, ma'am.
My account verification is in Walnut, California, on Valley Boulevard. That's all you need to know.
That's a big distinction, ma'am. I can't really figure anything out with
that. You know what? What's your name? Because I'm calling the cops and I'm done. And I'm calling
All right, ma'am. Well, I really understand where you're coming from, but I don't see a reason to continue the conversation if I do not have the information to look up and ascertain or access an account.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait. My address is 3745 West Valley Boulevard in Walnut, California, 91789. Now, what can you do for me? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be upset with you. It's your company policy. It's not you. You've got probably to handle all the shit calls. Sorry. And I'm not upset with you. I'm just upset with the system. And I'm sorry if I wasn't very nice to you. I really am. I just want to get this, like, cleared up.
Yes, ma'am. So what it seems like was there was a purchase for the contest entry of a KitchenAid product on the 4th of, what's that, May?
No, May. You know what? Let's just credit my account because I don't want this to, like, get ugly and, you know, just keep going on. Because I should not have had to pay to enter a freaking contest. So maybe I didn't read it right, but I really believe you guys just should refund my money. All of it.
Yes, ma'am. So it does state here that you previously contacted us, called in, and spoke with an agent who then explained the charges and how they were valid and spoke with you about it.
She did not explain the charges. All she said to me was, I'll just give you $11.99 credit. She did not explain anything to me. She couldn't have gotten off the phone faster when she talked to me. I need your help.
Yes, ma'am, what I can do for you is I'll just issue a full refund, all right?
You're wonderful. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry I put you through so much crap.
No problem. Is there anything further I can assist you with?
No, thank you so much. I don't know your name, but thank you so much. You've been a great help, really.
No problem. You put
up with a lot from me. Sorry.
No problem. Thank you.
I can just thank you.
You should see.